This week inside Pandemic Made, we have Kim Wilson. She is the owner of a new Jamaican grocery store in Edmonton, Canada. Hi, Kim. Welcome to Pandemic Made. How are you?
Hi, great to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm doing wonderful.
That's good. Give me a sense of why you decided to go into business during the pandemic.
Honestly, it wasn't even my idea. It was my mom's, Alice Thompson. She was the one that had the vision for opening this grocery store, and she literally couldn't wait any longer. So we just went ahead and we opened the store. Her vision was to have food straight from Jamaica stuff here in Edmonton, because it's a challenge trying to find Jamaican produce, like, you know, your yellow yams, your sweet potatoes, like authentically Jamaican. Mm-hmm. And she's just had enough. And regardless of the timing, she was going to do it anyway. And we wanted to make sure she did it the right way. So we all joined forces as a family and just opened it up regardless of what was happening.
Understood. So Eat Jamaican is one of the first Caribbean grocery stores on the south side of Edmonton. Why did you pick that location, or are you just doing it close to where you live?
Exactly. So we are doing it close to where we live, number one. And number two, we decided to open it on the south side because there's no Jamaican grocery store on the south side of Edmonton. There are foods that's sourced from Jamaica, but it's stocked in other stores like the East Indian stores or, you know, the African stores. So most of the items aren't necessarily straight from Jamaica. It's Caribbean, right? So it could come from neighboring islands, right? Mm. So the typical yellow yam that we have, it's not the authentic yellow yams, right? So that's why we decided to do it on the south side again. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, there's no store on the south side that, you know, can cater to our food needs.
And what's the demand for Jamaican food like in Edmonton? Because I can imagine in Toronto, I mean, the majority of the population that is Black is probably Caribbean. I mean, with the exception of the fact that you do have Africans, Ethiopians, Somalians, etc., but the bulk of the population that lives in Toronto has some Caribbean ancestry. What's the population mix like in Edmonton?
Yeah, no, you made valid points, and it's more or less, I know, like, for Edmonton, we're not so heavily populated by, you know, Jamaicans. But when we did our market research, we did find that Edmonton does have, I think, about 115,000 Jamaicans.
Wow. Right,
within Edmonton proper. Mm-hmm. So it was a no-brainer for us to go ahead because it is a viable business. Because my mom is not the only one that's looking for her authentic Jamaican yellow yams, you know what I mean?
For
so
sure.
It was a no-brainer to go ahead and do that.
And also, too, based on where you are, because some of my readers are probably Jamaica-specific. So Edmonton is in the province of Alberta. So it's outside of Ontario, and it's closer to it's close to provinces like Saskatchewan. So do you expect probably that you'll get some demand from neighboring provinces around Edmonton for the produce, given that there might be Jamaicans out in Saskatchewan and those places?
Yeah, no, funny you say that. We're already getting questions, someone from Yellowknife, which is out north, up north, mm-hmm. contacted us and wanted to find out if we actually ship products out. So we're already getting that question, and we've only been opened, 22 days?
Wow. Because it is a particular, I mean, obviously for people that wouldn't know, it's particularly unique because outside of Ontario, populations are sparse. So to have a Jamaican restaurant, even in a place like Alberta, because Alberta is bordered by British Columbia and Saskatchewan, and then you have Manitoba, and then you have Ontario. So while you do have Nices and those stuff within Toronto, there's not a lot of ethnic grocery stores outside of Ontario. So this is like a Eat Jamaica. Is it Eat Jamaica or Eat Jamaican? Let me make sure I'm getting Eat Jamaican is kind of grabbing a market that I think does exist.
brands, and it's not just Jamaicans who are seeking out the products we have. Even, you know, people who've been to Jamaica on vacation, right? They've come to love certain products, you know, when they were away, and now, you know, they're here and they can't have that, right? So, you know, having the store now, we are seeing a lot of, you know, people from other communities come in because of something that they bought when they were there and they love it, right? And now they want to have that as part of their daily lifestyle. So it's pretty awesome to see that kind of, you know, activity going on and that connection with, you know, my homeland, right? Your homeland. So it's just pretty cool.
So talk to me about the logistics, because Jamaica is great and selling Jamaica is great, but getting anything from Jamaica and doing business with Jamaica is difficult. That's just a reality. Yeah. Would you agree with that, or am I?
No, you are absolutely right. And like you were saying earlier, trying to do it in a pandemic is even more of a challenge, hence why it took us so long to open. Mm-hmm. We were scheduled to open back in June. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of delays and a lot of issues with exporting, importing, that kind of thing, you know, kind of pushed us back into August. But honestly, I'm going to say logistics-wise, it is a challenge, but it's something that we knew and we anticipated would be a barrier and it would be an issue for us. So, you know, we just explained that to everyone. Like, if they come in the store, they're asking for a particular product that we don't yet have, we simply let them know, you know what, it'll be here next month, right? So sign up to the newsletter. You'll know when we have it in stock and you can come in and buy what you need.
Wow. So you have a newsletter.
Yeah, we do have newsletters that go out to our subscribers, like when we get new stock, we let them know, and yeah, so they know when to come in for, you know, their favorite things.
And tell me, how do you work with Jamaica? Do you work with like a specific Jamaican farmer or a specific Jamaican importer? How can like local farmers in Jamaica connect with you, if at all?
Yeah, exactly. No, we are working with local farmers because, again, we're all about the authentic raw Jamaican foods, right? So it's not coming from any other island or South America or nothing like that. We want it coming from straight from Jamaica. That's our tagline, right? Food straight from yard. So, you know, we do work with local farmers, but obviously we have to go through the right channels. So, yes, we are connected with an importer and a custom broker. So everything has to be regulated and according to, you know, the Canadian food safety regulations. But farmers can get connected with the importers that we use. And we're always looking to provide Canadians with the, you know, the in-season fruits and vegetables, right? So everything that's in season, we want to be able to carry it here so people can get a taste of Jamaica if they've never tried Guinness before, if they've never tried guava, you know what I mean? So whatever we have in season in Jamaica, we want to have it available here for people. So, yeah, we are open to connect with any farmer. You know, in providing the best quality Jamaican food, we want Jamaica to be represented.
And how does a farmer get in touch with your importer or you? What's the link? Can they message you on Insta? Okay.
Yes, they can. Yeah, they can reach out to us. Our email is info@eatjamaican.ca, or they can connect with us on Instagram @eatjamaican, and from there we can take it from there to see how we can, you know, get their items here and stuff like that. Yeah,
for sure. So I know that you said that you want to bring Jamaica specific things and produce because your tagline is specific to Jamaica, but there is a reason why other grocery stores do not carry Jamaica produce because of the cost factor. How have you been finding that? Because mangoes from Mexico, they are similar, not the same. I will admit a Jamaican mango is distinct, but how do you factor in the cost? Because Jamaican produce is very expensive. I think it's almost $10 in a Walmart for a pound of yam.
It's funny you say that, because what we are finding when we're getting the things directly from Jamaica and not from, you know, Toronto or from the other wholesalers here, we're finding the costs are actually favorable.
Oh,
right. So yeah.
So you're able to keep the cost low for your shoppers, your consumers of your product.
Exactly. Exactly, and we get that all the time. People come in and they're surprised by the prices. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we hear people say, but this is the same price in Walmart, or it's the same price here. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, yeah, we are competitive, but at the same time, you know, people are also willing to pay an extra 50 cents or a dollar mm-hmm. for things that they can connect with from back home, right? So, you know, they'll rather come to our store and buy the yellow yam than go to the, you know, the big box store to get the one from Bahamas or whatever, right? So they're willing to pay the money for the items that come straight from Jamaica, hence why other stores put the label Jamaican on their produce because they know the value in it.
for sure. And have you connected with any agencies within Jamaica, like Jampro, for example?
Oh yes, we are connected with them, and they've been really, really helpful in getting us started and mm-hmm. on the right track so that we can get the foods here. Because of COVID, obviously, the Canadian agencies made a lot of changes in terms of bringing food into the country. So that was a huge barrier to overcome. Mm-hmm. And Jampro was very helpful in getting us over that hurdle. So, yeah, we are connected with them for sure.
Understood. So lastly, it's a business in the pandemic. What is it that... At the end of the day, even though you're having all of these challenges because of logistics and shipping and the changes in the rules ever so mm-hmm. often, what's it that keeps you going? What's it that keeps you motivated and committed? And what would you say to people that are looking at you for inspiration to get going on a business in such a time like now?
Honestly, for us, it was the first leg of it was very stressful because, again, you hit the nail on the head with COVID delays and all that kind of stuff. We weren't able to open the way we wanted to open. On our grand opening day, we had no shelves in the store on our grand opening day.
Wow.
Because of delays with shipment of getting our shelvings, our countertops, our trolleys, everything was on the ship in BC. So, that what kept us going was, to be honest with you, was the community. When I say Jamaica showed up on that grand opening day, Jamaica showed up. Like, people from all over Edmonton came to our store, congratulated us, regardless of the fact that there was no shelves in the store.
Wow.
Like, they were just happy to have a space. And a lot of the times we hear comments like, I feel like I'm in Jamaica when they step into the store. And that's what really keeps us going. When we see people come in the store, they see hardware bread, they're like, what? You have hardware bread? And they start dancing. When I say dancing, I mean physically start dancing and jumping up and down in the store. Like, that's what literally, and I say this all the time, we should video these people because it is hilarious. Like, they are so happy to finally see the foods that they are, you know, they love. Finally, in a place that they can walk into and buy it. They don't have to order it from somewhere and wait how many days for it to come. So that's what keeps us going. It's literally to see the I can't even describe it, the bliss that they see when they come in the store and they find a thing. You know, they're like, ting, you have ting, and they buy the ting, and they buy the bun and cheese, and, you know, they see breadfruit, and they're like, it's not the frozen one. No, this comes from Jamaica yesterday.
Wow.
That's what keeps us going, is just the sheer happiness that people have when they come in the store and they finally see what they've been wanting to have for so long. So that's what keeps us going.
Sure. That must be an awesome feeling. And I noticed that you seem to carry patties and other stuff like that. So is it that you carry frozen food or homemade food? Like, do you have like pre-cooked jerk chicken there? Because I noticed on your Instagram you had a picture of jerk chicken. So I'm just wondering, is it the jerk seasoning or is it that, like, is it just produce that you carry and, you know, ready-made products? Or do you carry like sort of how grocery stores do, like a pre-cooked meal that you can take up from a hot plate or a heating station?
That's a good question. So it is a grocery store. So, like, as you would walk into a grocery store, you find, you know, the meat section, the bread, you know, the juices, the snacks, the mm-hmm. produce. That's the setup. We do have frozen meats as well. So you can come and get your goat meat. Yes, you can get your snapper, right? You can get pig's tail and all that stuff. We have it.
Wow.
Yes, it's a proper grocery store. You know, but, you know, we are Jamaican. We're true Jamaicans at heart, and we can't leave out the cooked food. So on the weekends, we do jerk to order. So on Friday, Saturday, you can actually order jerk chicken or jerk pork combo, and you can pick it up in store or have it delivered to where you are. So that's what we're doing on the weekends, and so far it's going swimmingly well, I must say. And yeah, it's awesome. We don't have a restaurant, so it's made to order when people buy the jerk, and it comes with options of three sides, so and they can order online.
Wonderful. Thank you so much again, Kim. It was amazing talking to you. And give us your last minute pitch. Tell people how they can find you and why they should check out Eat Jamaican.
Absolutely. So you have to visit Eat Jamaican. We're located at 9518 Ellerslie Road Southwest. You have to come to the store because all your favorite Jamaican foods is in stock and it comes straight from Yard. My name is Kiman Wilson. You can find me on Instagram as well at Yeg Savvy Marketer. Our phone number is on our Instagram page for Eat Jamaican at Eat Jamaican. Our website is www.eatjamaican.ca. You can go there, check out everything that we have in store. We do deliver. So if you order your groceries, we can deliver it to you same day or next day. So check us out.
Guys, go and check out Eat Jamaican, and you were listening to Pandemic Made, and you were listening to the voice of Kim Wilson, who is the owner and operator of Eat Jamaican, which is located in Edmonton, Canada. Thank you so much for listening.